Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Welcome to another episode of The Entrepreneurial You podcast. I am your host, Henneka Watkus Porter, and you'd admit that the conversation I had with Hugh Graham last week was such an inspiring one. It is a story of what is possible when you complement self-belief with dedication and sprinkle that with a robust support system. And this week, I am throwing it back. I am bringing back an episode that kind of had me all emotional and teared up. And because it hit me so deep, right? But before I get into it, I have some people to thank. And these are the people who continue to support The Entrepreneurial You. The National People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica, committed to the growth and development of their members, Profit Jumpstarter, HennekaWatkusPorter.com, and the Jamaica Stock Exchange, whose podcast, The Jamaica Stock Exchange and You, is hosted and produced by me. So I'd ask you, when you get a chance, do give it a listen as well. And here's a word from the Jamaica Stock Exchange. And after that, I will be heading into the replay.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
And here's today's business tip, courtesy of the National PC Bank of Jamaica. Get organized. Successful businesses are built on really being organized. This can either make or break your business. Without organization, tasks can pile up and you can lose valuable money and time. Absolutely right. Thank you so much to the National PC Bank of Jamaica. And as I mentioned, we are headed into a replay, and it is one that's worth the listening again if you have listened before. And if you're just going to be listening, well, you are in for a treat. And it is a replay of episode 210 with guest Lisa Nichols. Yes, Lisa Nichols. Just take a listen.
The moment that we have all been waiting for. Hello, 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 Lisa.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
I am fabulous. I am excited. I am all kind of feelings right now. I'm just so happy to be here. I have an amazing group of persons who are here excited to hear you speak. I mean, they've always been following you, always been inspired by your story. And here you are. I'm going to say in live and in living colors. Hello.
And living color, living welcome.
Live and in living colors. So, all right. So I'm just going to get into this introduction. And first I'm going to open with a quote into an introduction. And then we're going to start the conversation talking about how shining your light sets you apart from others. So, woo, everybody's excited. Yes, I'm excited too. So within you is the light of a thousand suns, Robert Adams. Now, this is episode 210. Yes, episode 210 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. Now, who would have thought when I just started that I would have gotten to 100, yet alone 210? And guess what? It's not just a random, interview. it is with the boss lady herself, Lisa Nichols. Hey.
Hello, hello. And I see everyone, Nicole, Joanne, Naomi, hello, Ife, Cheryl. You guys are giving me much love. Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be with you.
Absolutely. And we know, right? Most of you know that Lisa Nichols is the world's most requested transformational motivational speaker. She has a platform of over 80 million persons that she motivates and she inspires and to transform. And she has an amazing story of turning her life around from a struggling mom on public assistance to a millionaire entrepreneur, right? A millionaire entrepreneur. So Lisa Nichols, welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate this time with you. My team has been super excited about this time with you. I have, you know, one of my affinities is your neck of the woods. That's where I go to rejuvenate, pray. Yeah, I spend a lot of time there in my restoration time. So I'm excited be with you.
Yes. And I know that you've been here a couple of times. So one of the things I always start off asking my guests is, depending on whether or not they've been here. So I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Jamaica?
Well, first of all, I've been there far more than a couple of times. I have been repeatedly back to Jamaica for the last 16 years. My grandmother, who is one of my closest friends, the last trip my grandmother took, and she's right now on her transition bed, the last trip we took together was to Montego Bay, Iron Shore, to be exact. I have a adopted Jamaican grandmother who, when I land, she starts making the Kalalu and the festival and the oxtails. And it's Jamaica has been my place of prayer. I've often told people in Jamaica, you may not realize it because you're from there. You may know. Most of the time, we don't realize what we have available to us because it's always been available to you. But Jamaica has a sacred soil to me. When I'm in Jamaica, I believe that God has a more direct connection to me, and I could feel the presence. And so I go to Jamaica to be still and to find out, what does God want me to do next? And I went to Jamaica after my hysterectomy because I needed to heal. I went to Jamaica after a broken heart because I needed to heal. And so Jamaica has been that sacred place. Yes, Joanne, that sacred place of prayer. And I have been blessed to be paired with the most beautiful souls on the planet in Jamaica.
Wow. Wow.
So I can't tell you a favorite place because all of Jamaica has been that to me. I can tell you my adopted Jamaican grandmother is in Iron Shore. So no matter where I'm landing to do whatever event, I end up at some point in Iron Shore in Montego Bay to sit at the hem of her gown and to spend quiet, amazing time with her.
And so I think we can segue into healing, because you're talking about Jamaica being a place of healing for you. What have you had to heal from outside of what you've mentioned? You know, what have you had to heal from, Lisa?
I think a big part of my healing was giving myself permission to have mocha skin, full lips, round hips, and kinky hair, and still believe that I'm good enough. Not just good enough, I'm perfect for the assignment placed on my life. That there were no accidents when God created me in my mocha skin, with my full lips, with my round hips, with my kinky hair, that I had to climb over the belief system that something was wrong with me. And I wasn't born with that. I didn't learn that from my parents. It was only when I went out into the world to shine and someone said I couldn't shine because of where I was from, what I looked like. And I adopted that. I unconsciously took that on. Their belief system became my belief system. And I had to heal from that and turn all the way around and give myself permission to not only say I get to be successful with this package, that I'm supposed to have this package. And in this package, I'm perfect for the assignment placed on my life. Someone else has an assignment placed on their life. But for the assignment placed on my life and my assignment isn't just for women who look like me. My assignment is for humanity, that I get to pour into and inspire white men to be better versions of themselves. I get to pour into and inspire Asian women to be better versions of themselves, that I had to heal thinking that I couldn't do it. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I was challenged in school. I am functionally dyslexic, which means I reverse words. And I don't consider that a handicap now. It used to be for me. Now it's my superpower. But I didn't give myself permission to be brilliant at something because I struggled academically. I struggled in school. If I got a C or a C plus or a B was a big deal. And so I didn't think I was smart enough. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was pretty enough. And I darn sure thought I came from the wrong neighborhood. So I had to heal over all that to earn and to climb toward that resume that you read, that bio that you read. Like, I had to give myself permission to touch one person so I can get to 80 million. I had to give myself permission to write a paragraph so that I can become an author of 7 bestsellers. Everything started very small, and it was me giving myself permission. I realized that there were people out there that may not have believed in me, but they were nowhere nearly as powerful in limiting me than I was when I didn't believe in me. And I would nod and I would smile, and people would say I had a lot of potential, but there was a limit, Henneka, that I would let myself get to. And I had to heal that limit for whatever that reason was. I was a single mom. I was on government assistance at one time. My son's father was and is still in prison. I was over 200 pounds at one time. I was in this chocolate skin. I was academically challenged. Girl, I had a list of stuff to heal when you talk about what did I have to heal from. And so I had to keep giving myself permission to have exactly what God planned for me without just talking about it, but going to get it with all of those things. I stopped keeping score about what I didn't have. I started keeping track of what I get to use. All of that is my fuel. All of that is my superpower. It's not I'm successful in spite of those things. I'm successful because of those things.
Absolutely. So I spoke with Seth Godin a couple of weeks ago for my 200th episode. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said was pick yourself, because we were discussing his new book, The Practice. Mm-hmm. And he kind of echoed the similar sentiments, pick yourself. And I think the theme that runs across those two arguments based on what you've just said is I am enough.
Yeah. And it's not just for me. What I realized that I had to say, I'm enough, but not enough for now. Ladies and gentlemen listening to me, you've already done now. You've already done yesterday. Begin to claim you're enough for what's around the corner. You're enough for June of 2021. You're enough for January 2022. You're enough for the blessing and the opportunity that's on its way to you. So I had to begin to go, I have the capacity for now. I'm already in now. I got now down. I want to make sure I'm confirming myself for the opportunity that's on its way to me. I needed to understand what does my next level look like. And even without clarity, someone typed that in chat, even without clarity, I'm ready for it. See, we wait and we got to get the whole plan. I got to know the whole. No. What I realized is I didn't even have the capacity and the container to see this version of Lisa. I didn't have the capacity to see this. You couldn't have told me 20 years ago, 7 bestsellers, global enterprise, multi-million dollar business. You couldn't have told me. You couldn't have told me that, because I would have somehow talked myself out of it because I didn't believe it yet. And so to understand what's your next level and to say, I'm ready for my next level. I'm ready for the unknown. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to be brilliant over here and still learning over here. I'm ready to touch the people I've never touched before. I'm ready for my next level. Say that. Write that in chat now. I'm ready for my next level. I'm ready for my next level. You have to keep saying it. Otherwise, especially if you are a high achiever, like most people here, you're a high achiever. You have to watch out if you're a high achiever, because high achievers are always being exalted and always being lifted up. And you can get comfortable and being a high achiever until you haven't achieved anything high anytime recently, because everyone else is wowed by you. So I was always honoring the what I've done, but I'm always saying, what's my next level? Every November, I spend the whole month talking to God about one thing, one topic. What's my next level? Show me. I see you, Narissa. I'm ready for my next level. Ruth, I'm ready for my next level. Winsome, I'm ready for my next level. I see you. Okay. Because when you say you're ready, you're calling in everything you need. And now type in chat, give me what I need for my next level. Type in chat that, because then you open up the doors for the right person, the right opportunity. Guess what? Hold on. The right breakdown. Because here's what you got to realize. If you're going to have a breakthrough, something has to break down. So something has to leave your space so something else can enter your space. Whether it be old habits, behaviors, people, toxic energy, whatever it is, you don't have enough space for all that's coming into your next level. You got to create space for that. Okay, I'll be quiet. I know I get excited. I get real excited.
No, that's fine. In order to have your breakthrough, you got to break down all of those negative, those barriers, those shackles. Now, intellectually, Lisa, we know that. Many of us know that intellectually. Yeah. Instinctively, we don't practice it. In terms of your light adjustment, because I know that you've had to go through the point that, you know, I feel like I have to adjust myself based on where I'm at, right? How do you deal with that light adjustment coming through it, breaking through that? Because that's something you had to break through.
Absolutely. So first of all, I want you to, I love what you just said, Hanika. You said, Hanika, that.
Intellectually, we know.
Right. But you don't want to do it. And let me tell you why. Because you're trying to take yourself somewhere that you're not able to take yourself. If you want to take yourself where you've never gone, you need someone else. You've taken yourself as far as you can take yourself. Type that in chat. I've taken myself as far as I could take myself by myself. The smartest thing I did, and it took me a while to get there. The smartest thing I did was I got someone who was 10 to 20 steps ahead of me. And let me be very honest with you. I didn't want to hire her. I didn't want to study under her because she didn't look like me. I did not want to study under someone with blonde hair and hazel eyes. I did not. But I knew I had reached the highest pinnacle of what I could. I had taken myself as far as I could take myself. If you really want to be bold, you guys, type in chat. I've taken myself as far as I can take myself. Then the next thing you do is you hook your, I love it. Joanne got it already. Then you hook your caboose, ladies and gentlemen, hook your caboose to someone else's train and be crazy coachable. When I hook my caboose to someone else's train who knew what I didn't know, I blew my mind with what I began to learn because she taught me what was in my blind spot. I didn't even know what I didn't know I didn't know. Right. I knew about being dazzling. I knew about being, you know, electric on stage. I didn't know about profit and loss sheets. I didn't know about profit margins. I didn't know about year over year financial growth. I didn't know about the things I learned about in business is what took my business from 5 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. It was what be crazy coachable. Exactly. That's what I began to do. And I hooked my caboose and I didn't do it for 1 year. I killed my ego, ladies. I killed my shego. And I followed this chick and I learned for 8 years. And in the 6th year, I was able to hire her as my second in command in my company. And she wasn't cheap. And so the first part to that, to what you said, is to recognize that it's your learning time. You want to do what you haven't done. You need to know what you don't know. And you can't know what you don't know if you're the only person feeding you. Go get someone who knows what you don't know. And now with online learning, you don't even have to leave your house. Hello, it can't get any easier than that. You just got to click, invest in yourself. Whenever someone steps on my campus, I say, you're not investing in me. You're investing in yourself. You're just using me as the vehicle. But you got to trust you. Most people will trust me, the coach, more than you'll trust you to implement. Trust yourself to implement and then find the right coach for you. The second thing to your point, I know I didn't lose your point about the shine. A lot of times, I don't know, raise your hand if this is you. I used to step in a room and you probably do this. I step in a room. I know what you, I knew. I know your environment. I know how the, what the climate is. You step in a room and you check the temperature of the room to see how much you can let your light shine. And you dial your, normally you dial your light down to adjust to the room. Okay, come on, anybody doing that? That right there, you're doing a disservice to the room and you're killing your light. Because what happens is, now raise your hand if this is you, you've dimmed your light so long that now you have a difficult time letting your light shine when you want it to shine. Come on, listen, because you've now trained yourself to keep that light down. What I want to invite you to do, there's a reason why we're having this conversation in the beginning of this year, at this time when all bets are off right now, is you put yourself, I see you, if I see all the hands up, I see all the hands up. What now, if there's a reason, I'm not for everyone, but if wow. I am, for, if
ouch.
I, right, if I am for you, hook your caboose to mine, because what I require is that you let your light shine in my presence. What I, and you want to be in the presence of people who require your 150 watts, your next level. What does your next level look like? What does your next level look like? What is your next? You want people who to make you stand on your tippy toes. I used to hang around people. No one looked like me, predominantly white, older white men. So they weren't the people that I would socialize with. They weren't the people that I would necessarily, she said, stepping on my corn. You know, I'm doing it with love, sis. Somebody, we deserve for someone to tell us the truth wrapped in love. So, you know, I love you. You know, I want the best for you. You know, I'm your cheerleader. So now let me give you your truth, because you won't accept this truth from everyone. But there's a chance that you may accept it from me, because I've done just enough to get your attention. And so in that, I say, can you, will you be willing to learn what you've never learned before? Do what sometimes you don't even want to do. You can't get somewhere you've never gone before by doing all the things you've done before. I'll say that again. You can't get somewhere you've never gotten to before by doing what you've done. Everything you want is on the other side of what you haven't done yet. You have to do what you haven't done yet to get what you want to get. You have to do that. And so when you begin to do the things you've never done, you begin to experience the experiences you've never had. You begin to live the life you've always wanted. I'm a testament to that. I told my son 16 years ago while we were in Kingston. I told my son, Jelani, baby, one day when you grow up, now, mind you, this is the same son that I didn't have money to wrap in Pampers. This is the same son that I couldn't buy Pampers for. This is the same son that I had to wrap in a towel. This is the same son that I stood in line to get free cheese and free pasta with. This is that little boy. I told my son 16 years ago, he was 6 years old. I said, Jelani, one day mommy's going to live on white sand beaches and clear water. And one day mommy's going to have a life where you don't have to worry about anything. Last January, I moved to Nassau, Bahamas. And my son said, Mommy, you said you were going to do it. How did you do it? I said, Son, I went and learned what I didn't know. And then I did what I'd never done before so that I can have what I said I wanted. I invite each one of you to be willing to do the same starting in 2021 and sign up for the marathon. Because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Sign up for the long haul. We have been built for the long haul. It's in our blood. It's why our hips are the way our hips are. It's why our back, it's why our butts, it's why our waist are the way they are, because we are built for the marathon. Sign up for the marathon and create an unrecognizable next level life.
Wow. Just all of that. I'm soaking in, Lisa. I remember I was going through a difficult time and you said something when I was watching one of your videos. You had to be willing to be your own rescue.
Listen.
So that you can come back. You may have to leave them behind, whoever them are. You may have to leave them behind, but you have to be willing to be your own rescue. Talk to us about, in the process of shining our light, what does being our own rescue means? I know that you've alluded to it in all that you've said before, but just talk to us about that. Having, you know, been the one to be your own rescue.
I love this question because of where I am right now at this moment. I had to be willing to put myself first. There's a long line of people ready to be served by you on a daily, on a daily. If you're listening to this show and you checked into me and you're still here, that means you are a game changer. You are a gladiator. So being that, you are the go-to person. You have to be willing to give you what you need first. I had to be willing to what looked like selfish, what looked like I was all about me. I had to be willing to build something for me so I had something to give. I was given constantly from a half full cup, constantly. I had to go away and fill my cup up so that I can serve my family from my overflow. I had to be willing to put my own oxygen mask on. I had to be willing to ask, Lisa, what do you need? And sometimes that meant putting a comfortable distance between some people so that I can hear what I needed, because I'm a giver. So if I'm in proximity, I'm gonna immediately wanna give to the person that's in closest proximity to me. And so you have to say, what does my dream need? Not just my now, but what does my next 5 years need? What does my next 10 years require of me today? Listen to this. You are creating your future memories of yourself by what you do today. So I looked out to say, what memories do I want to have for Lisa? And so the memory was, I played full out. And so I had to say, what does that require? So I went and I learned from people who didn't look like me. I took classes online. I was called weird and bizarre. My family said I was away from them too much. I did all that I needed to do to give Lisa a 1,000% chance. I was willing to risk it all to gain it all for me. I was willing to put Lisa at the front of the line and then put everyone else. Now, let me tell you what happened. I lost a lot of money, but I made a lot of money. I worked long hours, but I got to see the world in a way I never got to see it before. But most importantly, my father right now is recovering from COVID. And my grandmother right now is on her transition bed. And because of the life that I created 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I could fly home and I can take care of all of their needs. Not one need does my dad have. Not one need does my mom have as she sits at the bedside of her dying mother. When they say they need it, before they can wake up two more days, it's at their home. Because I was willing, now my cup is full. Now, all I'm doing for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, has been in LA serving my dad and my mom and my grandmother and my brother from my overflow. But I had to go away. No one saw COVID coming. No one saw this life coming. But I'm grateful for the positioning I gave myself to be a resource for my entire family during this time. So if you're willing to protect your future version of yourself, now is already happening. Now is already happening, sis. But can you protect 2023? Can you protect 2025? I read a book once and it says the difference between those who live in great abundance and those who don't is those who live in great abundance is all what they're always preparing 5 years out. Those who live in scarcity and lack are living 30 days out. And so because I rescued myself, my father said to me 2 days ago, baby, I think he calls me baby girl, I think you came and saved daddy's life. And what's really scary, you guys, is that I think my dad is right because he wouldn't let anyone else near him and he wouldn't put on his oxygen. and he wouldn't care for himself. He just had lost hope. But because I can drop everything, buy a first class plane ticket, because that was the only one available and I was okay with that, and I could send things home for him and I can get oxygen tanks from him, my dad is still here and he's standing and he's shopping with me because I filled my tank up years ago, because I rescued me first. I don't say anything to brag. I don't need to do that. That's not who I am. But I do want to bring it down to the very finite points where you can understand. Money is energy. Money is a tool. It's not a god, it's a tool. And money is an instrument. That's it. Money helps you get what you need. Money helps you have better memories. My grandmother is not going to live until I get married in November. But the last time I danced with my grandmother, we were in Montego Bay dancing to Get Up, Stand Up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Give up
the fight.
And when my grandmother was in the hospital, before they sent her home on hospice, I played Bob Marley for my grandmother. And she was unconscious. And she wasn't responsive. And when we played Get Up, Stand Up, my grandmother lifted her head off the pillow and looked around as if she were looking for Bob Marley. And the next day, all of her vitals normalized and they pulled the tube out of her throat. They thought they wouldn't do that. And four words my grandmother said, "I wanna go home." And when she came home, I stood next to her bed and I played Bob Marley. And she looked at me. The last three words I heard my grandmother say, "Don't give up the fight," or four words. I couldn't have made that memory in Jamaica without the tool called resources and money. So I'm inviting you to be willing to next level your life. Because when you next level your life, all tides rise. Everybody around you, whether they directly are impacted by you, like my father and my grandmother, or whether they're indirectly impacted by you because they witness you doing it. I don't know how many people I've indirectly inspired because they witnessed me. Someone is bearing witness to your life. Someone is watching you. Someone is looking at the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you get back up, the way you pray, the way you slay. Someone's watching you. And you inspire them to either play normal or to play extraordinary. You inspire them to either bow down or stand up, to walk, run, or soar. You inspire them. Your life has never belonged to just you. Your life belongs to you and everyone who witnesses your life cycle. And your job is to leave an indelible fingerprint on anyone who comes in proximity of you, virtually or physically, literally or visually. Your job is to make your dash, the dash between your birthday and, dare I say, the day you leave this planet, make that dash in the middle mean something bigger than you can ever imagine. It may not be like I do it, and everyone doesn't need to be you or I, but you need to do a doggone good you.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Sorry, time. I'm full.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've been
it's
sitting.
Okay. You've given, you've spoken, you've poured into us, Lisa. You have poured into us. You are willing to be your own rescue so that we can be here just drinking from what you're pouring into us, you know, how you're pouring into us. And we are so grateful. You know, you've been your own rescue. You're shining a light in this world, and the world needs more of you, more, not another replica, of course. You know, right. We all standing in our own light. And right. I'm so grateful to you. I'm humbled. I'm honored that you could have spent time with us today, Lisa. I'm grateful. I'm honored. And right now, just talking to you, I'm full. Amen. And so I can now pour more into my community. I want to thank you so much. My guest has been Lisa Nichols. My guest needs no introduction, right? That's the power of Nisa Nichols. And we've all been blessed to listen to you, to hear you share your story on several different platforms. And here we are today. Mm. So we're grateful.
Mm. Well, I want to take a moment to pour into you, because what I know is that as a sister friend, mocha skin, full lips, round hips, kinky hair, that we have to climb over all of our own conversation to give ourselves permission to show up and shine. And I know what it feels like sometimes in your community to have to climb over old conversations. So I want to take a moment, sister to sister, and I want to let you know that when you feel like you're alone, you're not. I got your back. And that when you see me on YouTube or any video and you say, it feels like she's talking to me, it's because I am. I want to let you know, sis, that on your tired days, on your weary days, borrow my faith and borrow my strength, because I have enough for the both of us. And when you feel like you need a shoulder to lean on, just lean over to your right or to your left. Because I didn't show up today because I was free or because it was easy. I showed up today because you're worth it. And what you're doing is incredible and important and necessary and overdue. I love you. I honor you. And I celebrate you as my sister. And I will always, always be an instrument for one thing, for your light to shine brighter and brighter and for you to touch your own next level. I got you.
Thank you. I'm going to cry. I will cry.
You can. Thank you. You can. That's okay. Because that energy, that agape love that I'm giving you is so foreign. We don't get it enough. So when you get it, and there's other people here tearing up as well, because it's so foreign. And so I want to be an advocate to make this our norm. I love you. I honor you. I admire you and I appreciate you. And I'm standing with you and I've set right where you are. And know that you have a path. You have a path that I didn't have. I didn't have anyone in front of me, but you got someone. And when you feel like you need to catch a breath or borrow a breath, borrow my breath.
Alex, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I'm going. Yes, I love you. And this is where we wrap our conversation. Until then, until next time. You know, I want to say again, thank you so much to Lisa Nichols and to my community. I want to let you know that, of course, continue to connect with me for podcasting, for all things leveling up regarding your journey. I am here for you. And just as Lisa said to me, you know, she's pouring into me and she's there for me. And I feel that energy. I really do, from one sister to another, you know, mm-hmm. one who has had to struggle. And even doing this conversation, it was a struggle. And I can't begin to tell you the things that I'm struggling through right now. But I know that, like a caterpillar bursting through to become this beautiful butterfly, I'm worth it. I'm enough. And thank you so much for that that affirmation and, you know, just sharing your power, your light with me. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. All the best.
I got you, sis. You are transformation in action. And transformation in and of itself is a painful, irritating process. Transformation, metamorphosis, is not easy. And so your transformation is the journey, and the irritation and the discomfort is the process. I'm excited to see who you are today. And I'm excited to see who every single person on this call is becoming. And so I love you. We're in this together.
Walk good, as we say. And I want to leave my point of hope, because I normally end our conversation with a point of hope. And in this time, it is so fitting and so necessary. So my point of hope this week comes from Romans 12, verse 2. Mm. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Mm.
What good.
Ooh,
much good. Love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Today's money tip, brought to you by Profit Jumpstarter, is know your risk tolerance. Investments in securities are subject to market risks. You may even lose your capital. The level of risk investors can take varies from investor to investor, which is highly dependent on the individual's risk tolerance. Ascertain your loss-bearing capacity and limit your investments accordingly. Understanding your risk tolerance will help you come up with a suitable investment strategy. Thank you so much, Profit Jumpstarter. And of course,
Thank you, as I mentioned earlier, for listening to this episode with Lisa Nichols. And what's my standout moment, you ask? Well, there were several, but let's talk about the fact that Lisa had me all tearing up as she spoke directly into my life. And it just was so sincere, coming from her heart, and I connected with her on that level. So that for me stood out, because this episode was recorded at a time when I was actually going through a lot. You know, and when she spoke to me that day, spoke into my life that day, it just felt like it was just God just saying to her, yeah, she needed to hear those things at that time. And it was so very, very timely. So that for me stood out at the time, and it's standing out today again. Send us your feedback. Now, if you got something that just kind of hit you and you want to share it, it's hennikowatkisporter@gmail.com, my email address, or on social media at hennikowatkisporter. For just about anything that you want to share with me, I'm open to listening. You know, I'm open to, if you have a suggestion, if you have a feedback, I'm just open. And you can also send me a WhatsApp directly that comes to my phone when you go to hennikowatkisporter.com and you send me a message right there to my WhatsApp. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening, and take care. Walk good.